This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The U.S. will be looking for proof Russia is upholding its end of a Turkish-brokered deal to free up Ukrainian grain exports. The agreement, if kept, could end, at least partially, a months-long Russian blockade of ports that remain under Ukraine's control, especially the port of Odessa. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
To date, Russia has weaponized food during this conflict. They've destroyed agricultural facilities. They prevented millions of tons of Ukrainian grain from getting to those who need it. As I said, we welcome the announcement of this agreement in principle.
But more importantly,
what we're focusing on now is holding Russia accountable for implementing this agreement and for enabling Ukrainian grain to get to world markets. It has been far too long that Russia has enacted this blockade. It is a reflection of Russia's wanton disregard for lives and livelihoods, not only in the region, but well beyond.
Russia has blocked Ukraine, a major breadbasket, from exporting some 20 million tons of stored grain, driving up world prices and threatening mass starvation in sub-Saharan Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Asia. Many think this is to pressure the West to lift war-related sanctions on Moscow.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.